and laugh it up.
The F.W. Fitch Company presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. And that's what I like about the South.
As we drop in on the Harrises today, we find Phil in the study, engaged in an activity somewhat foreign to his nature. He is writing, and on the typewriter.
D-E-R, dear. M-U-T-E-R, mother. Dear mother.
Phil, what are you doing over there at the typewriter?
Well, Valentine's Day is next Friday, and I'm writing out a card to your mother.
To my mother? Oh, that's awfully sweet of you, Phil.
Yeah. How many G's in hag?
Very funny. The only trouble is you would send a card like that.
Hey, listen, you want to hear the one I made up for your brother?
My brother?
Yeah, it's a Lou.
I'll bet it is.
No, honest, honey, it's very complimentary. Now, listen to this. With your great mind and honored name, you should be in the Hall of Fame. With your brilliant wit and manly form, you should take the world by storm. With your pointed head and fishy look, you should drop dead, you no good snook.
Phil, if you send any Valentine cards like that to my family, I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, honey, calm down now. Calm down, Bernhard. I was only trying to have some fun. Besides, look what your mother sent me last year.
What are you talking about? Mother sent you a very nice box of candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Some box of candy. I gave a piece to the dog, and he's been twitching ever since.
Well, it wasn't the candy. He's been that way ever since he bit your father. Anyway, I don't want you saying things like that about my mother. She's a grand person and a wonderful mother.
Wonderful mother, wonderful mother. What's so wonderful about her? Is she so different just because she used to be an engine wiper for the Santa Fe?
Phil Harris, that's the last straw. I'm sick and tired of your remarks about my family. I don't know why I ever had anything to do with you, let alone marry you. I'm fed up with your attitude. Fed up, do you hear me? Fed up!
Alice.
What?
Hey, how come you never won the Academy Award?
Get out of here. Get out of here, you friend.
That's Fiend.
Fiend. You get out of here, you old drummer.
But Alice.
Get out, get out.
Oh, honey, not with that floor lamp. I wonder if I'll be like that when I get to be her age. Oh, well, come to me, my melancholy baby. Just cuddle up and don't.
Hello,
be
Mr. Harris. What brings you in the kitchen so early?
Oh, me? Oh, Mrs. Miniver and me just had a beef.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Mr. Harris. You know, I've been having a little trouble of my own. The milkman's been making advances again.
No.
Yes.
Advances?
Yes. This morning, he left an extra bottle of half and half.
Gad. Well, there's only one thing to do, honey. You're just going to have to marry him.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't stop, I'm going to wash his bottles out with soap.
Well, I don't... We could wash that gag out with soap, too. Look, I've got a problem of my own, sissy. Uh-huh. I can't be bothered with yours. You know, Oh, Mrs. Harris is really mad at me this time.
Oh, well, now why don't you get her a nice Valentine's present? Bottle of perfume or a nice box of candy?
Yeah. Hey, that'll do it. That's a good idea. Yes. Look, honey, I got to get down to rehearsal now. Goodbye, sissy.
Goodbye, Mr. Harris.
All right, I'm going out the back door here.
Sign here, bud.
Huh?
Yeah, Jaco, sign for the groceries.
What groceries?
The ones I'm delivering. You must be new here.
New?
Yeah, they sure have a big turnover in help around this joint.
Look, I'm no help.
I'll bet you ain't.
Listen, Shorty, I own this trap. My name is Phil Harris.
No kidding. Are you the Phil Harris that's on the Jack Benny program?
That's right.
The one who always sings about the South?
Yeah, that's me.
Boy, do you stink.
Listen, kid, you better get out of here. Put the groceries in the house and feed us. If there's anything I hate, it's a conceited wise guy. Now, let's see. I think I'll drive the convertible to rehearsal today. I wonder if I ought to put the top down. Nah, the rain will wash the bobby pins out of my hair. Man, 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 what a day for driving. Hey, I wonder if there's anything good. I'll see what I can get on the radio here.
And now the makers of Peterson's Sun Lamps bring you a transcribed spot announcement featuring Frank Rumley and his guitar.
Frankie? Gee whiz, what a guitar player I got. He gets more work than I do.
And here is Frankie Rumley for Peterson's Sun Lamps.
Thank you.
You need a sun lamp in California. The weather's lousy, it's cold outside. There's rain and fog here, and lots of smog here. So let us tan your hide.
Are you skinny and run down? Do you have hollow cheeks and a scrawny body? You do? Then check with your physician. You may be dead. But if you're not, you'll want one of the new Peterson's penetrating portable sun lamps. They taste good, and they're good for you.
Taste good?
Insist on the genuine. Peterson sun lamps are manufactured in Tucson, Arizona.
Peterson sun lamp is really some lamp. Why, it will go through the toughest skin. If you leave the juice on, we'll mail from Tucson a jar to keep your ashes in.
Murder. That's enough of that. That's just something else. Oh, no, no, no. That singing of Frankens is awful. But I never heard him play the guitar better. Played it swell.
Cupid will be pretty busy from now until St. Valentine's Day. But he's not too busy to offer this tip for romance. For Dan Cupid knows men's hearts are stirred by soft, shining, smooth hair. The kind that results when you use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Fitch contains a blend of special ingredients that gives your hair a touchable softness, a sparkling luster, a smooth, well-groomed look. This shampoo is produced to recondition as it cleanses. It leaves your scalp tingling with that clean sensation, your hair glistening and alive-looking. Fitch shampoo is good for all colors and textures of hair. It has an antiseptic action that works equally well in hard or soft water. Fitch is gentle, it's efficient, it's a real beauty shampoo. Buy an economical bottle at drug or toilet goods counters, or have professional applications at beauty or barber shops. If you want romance, follow Cupid's advice. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly for truly beautiful hair.
was really great, fellas. Gee, that's swell. You guys are really rocking this morning. And Artie, hey, that trumpet of yours was solid.
Thanks, Phil. What number was we playing?
Buttermilk Sky.
How do you like that? I was playing McNamara's band.
Oh, fine, fine.
I was playing Gin Rummy.
Never mind that, Frankie.
And I was playing beep, 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 beep,
beep. Hold it. What in the world is that?
Mother McCree.
Hey, kid, what have you been hitting, 7-Up and aspirin?
Look, Phil, I got a great idea for an ending on this next number. It goes like this.
You can hold it, Cootie. Hold it. Now hold it when I holler, hold it.
Did you get it, Phil?
Get it. I got it all over me. Now get away from here and get back to your drums. What an outfit. Now, come on, let's get going with this next number.
Let's make this fast, Phil. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, Artie.
Yeah, I gotta drive my mother-in-law to Anaheim.
What is it this time?
She's getting married to a chiropodist. Last week, he gave her an engagement ring.
An engagement ring?
Yeah, he slipped a Dr. Scholl's foot pad on her big toe.
Why did I ever leave the Wilshire Bowl? Come on, fellas, let's go. One, two.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat, and that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum's laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on the limb. He done hit one of my saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, Pete, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. Possum ain't far, thari are thar. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam, he'll go good with candied yam. Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting, possum falling for me. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of my saplings, possum's laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on the limb. He done hit one of my saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, feet, gotta run, get my gun, and feed it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. The possum ain't far, thari are thar. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam, he'll go good with candied yam. Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting, possum fallin' for me. That possum done eat his fill. Now Phil gonna eat his possum. Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting, possum fallin' for me.
Okay, fellas, you can take five. I gotta make a phone call. Gee whiz. I sure hope Alice ain't still mad at me. Oh, well. What's the difference? If she is, I'll just turn on that old Harris personality and the kid will melt.
Hello.
Hello, honey.
Oh, it's you, Gruesome.
Now, wait a minute, baby. Now, you're not still mad at me, are you?
Why wouldn't I be? You spent an hour writing insulting Valentines to my family, but you wouldn't take a minute to think of a gift for me.
But, honey, Valentine's Day is still a week away.
That's what you said just before Christmas. You put off buying my gift till the last minute.
I got you a present.
I'll say you did. You staggered in Christmas Eve with 6 dozen Mexican jumping beans and a Turkish water pipe.
But, Alice, it comes in handy, don't it? It comes in handy when we have company. Instead of making old fashions, I just dump in 4 oranges, 2 quarts of bourbon, and hand everybody a tube.
That's not funny, and where are you?
Well, I'm down here rehearsing my band.
Just as I thought, wasting time again.
Now, you wait a minute, young lady. You just listen to me, honey.
Now, look, Phil, after the things you said about my mother this morning, I'm in no mood to talk to you. Goodbye.
Mommy, you're awfully mad at Daddy, aren't you?
Why do you say that, Alice?
Well, you've never pulled the phone out of the wall before.
Well, I guess I did get my Irish up a little.
Are we Irish, too?
Yes, Phyllis. My whole family was as Irish as Patty's pig.
Did they have curly tails, Mommy?
Of course not, Phyllis.
What's Ireland like, Mommy?
Well, I've never been there myself, Alice, but I know a cute little song that tells all about it.
Londonderry bird, it well may be he's bringing me a cheering word. I hear a breeze, a river Shannon breeze, it well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, please. Things in Glaucomora. Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donegal through Killybegs, Kilcare, and Kildare? How are things in Glaucomora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with the twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lad that comes a-whistling toodle-ay, how are things in Glaucomora this fine day?
Okay, fellas, that's enough. What are you trying to do, make a hit for yourself? That's enough. That's enough rehearsal for this week. I'll see you Sunday. Hey, Frankie, what's your hurry?
I've gone over to see my new girl, Phil.
Another one? What's her name?
Run for Cover Ginsburg.
Cut that out. I'll bet she's a character.
What do you mean? She's a high-class kid. Lives in a big house in Bel Air with 14 servants.
14 servants?
Yeah. Of course, there's only 13 there today.
How come?
It's her day off.
Will you stop it, you pantry lock and var, you? Now, listen. I heard you selling them sun lamps on the radio, Rob. I heard you. Oh, you murdered me, Jack.
That was pretty cute, huh?
Yeah, you were cute. You were very cute. But last week, I thought you were working for that fireproof insulation company.
Yeah, I was, but they canceled the program.
What for?
Their factory burned down.
Hey, where are you heading for, Curly?
I don't know where I'm heading for now. I don't know whether to stay with you or get lost. Listen, I got to go over on the boulevard. I got to get Alice a box of candy or something. We had another beef. We had a misunderstanding today.
Misunderstanding with Alice? Oh, come now, Curly. One does not fight with the United States Mint.
Look, Phil, instead of candy, why don't you get him one of them big Valentine cakes? I seen one today on Selmer Avenue.
Yeah? What's it like?
Well, it's three layers and red in the shape of a great big heart. And across the top it says in blue and gold icing, I love you, Gad. And it's a convertible model, too. You just turn it over and it says, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, that's in case she eats some of the cake.
Well, I don't know nothing about that part, but you might have a good idea. Cake sounds good. Now, where do you say this place is?
Well, it's called Jerome's, and it's just around the corner. You can't miss it.
Around the corner, Jerome's. Okay, yeah. Frankie, I'll see you later. Well, here it is. Here's the place he told me. There it is up over the top, Jerome's Bake Shop. Hey, they got some nice-looking cakes in the window. I can do some business here. I think I'll go in. Excuse me, but are you the baker?
Well, who do I look like in this big white apron? Fanny Farmer? Yes.
No, you look more like Slaughterhouse Annie. Now, look, I want to buy a cake.
You big, brazen thing, you.
I don't know just what kind of a cake I want.
Well, you look like the angel food type to me.
Now, what makes you say that?
That big hole in the top of your head.
What are you, Buster, a wise guy?
Don't shout like that. I've got 500 cakes in the oven.
Well, take it easy, will you? I'm married and I'm in an awful jam.
Well, Mr. DeRocher.
I'm not Leo DeRocher. I'm Phil Harris.
Yes. Crumb cakes are in the bag.
Look, I don't want no crumb cakes. I come here looking for a heart.
I'm sorry, but mine is spoken for.
Listen, will you do something for me? I want to buy one of them Valentine cakes for my wife.
Now, we're all out of Valentine cakes, but here's a cake I made on a special order for an athletic banquet.
Athletic banquet?
Yes. You see, the people didn't call for it.
Hey, Alice. Hey, Tugboat Annie. I'm home.
Oh, hello.
Oh, kid, come on now. Get them ice cubes out of your voice. Superman's home. And I got a great, big, beautiful surprise for you.
Phil Harris, if you've got that Frank Remley lying in our driveway again.
No. I brought you something. Now, come on out in the kitchen.
Oh, all right.
Now, there. Ain't it a beauty?
Phil, you get that old bag of laundry off my kitchen table.
Well, that ain't no laundry. It's a cake.
A cake of what?
An eaten cake.
Well, it looks like a white basketball with crumbs on it. What is it?
A white basketball with crumbs on it. The bakery made it for a basketball team because they was having a banquet.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Well, I wanted to get a Valentine's cake for you, and this is all they had left.
How did it get so messed up?
Oh, I don't know. I had trouble with my car and had to bring the cake home on the bus.
On the bus?
Yeah, it was awful. The bus stopped short and I buried my head in the thing. Not only that, I met a kid eating his way in from the other side.
Don't be silly.
I'm not silly. There he was, eating and a-chalking and a-chalking and a-eating.
I still don't see how you could get a cake so dirty.
Well, the driver put me off 8 blocks from home.
Well, no wonder.
There I was, stuck with a basketball cake and couldn't get a taxi.
How did you get it home?
I rolled it halfway and dribbled it the rest.
Well, Phil, you've done some weird things since I've known you, but this is the limit.
Oh, sure, the limit, the limit. Everything I do turns out wrong. Everything, as far as you're concerned, I'm just... I try hard. I'm just one of the little people of the world. And I'm caught in the web of cruel, cruel, relentless fate.
Phil, where did you hear that?
My father said it when they caught him at Saratoga bribing jockeys.
Will you please get this awful cake out of my house?
What do you mean, awful cake? On the way in, I gave some to the dog, and he ain't twitched no more.
He hasn't.
No, the matter of fact is, he ain't even breathing no more.
Well, I think I'll arrange a similar deal for you.
Now, wait a minute, Alice. Alice, put it down. Put it down. Not that cake. Oh. Oh, brother. You can tell this dame got her training from Max Sennett.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Good intentions are not enough, especially when it comes to doing something about dandruff. No mere good intentions will not remove this embarrassment. But Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo will, and Fitch Shampoo removes dandruff the very first time you use it. Fitch penetrates into the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp. It dissolves all traces of dandruff as it cleanses. And then this shampoo forms a rich, creamy lather to float it away. Yes, folks. Fitch dissolves and floats dandruff away. And Fitch is the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. Regular Fitch shampoos are a must if you want to have clean, dandruff-free hair, the kind that invites the admiration of all. So if you are bothered with unsightly dandruff, don't just intend to do something about it. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Phil, before they go to bed, the children have a little valentine they'd like to read to you.
Yeah?
Yes.
A valentine? Oh, gee, that's swell. Hey, let me hear it, will you, kids?
All right, Daddy. Come on, Phyllis. Our daddy used to play with us and bounce us on his knee. He'd run and race the livelong day and make a shout with glee. But now that Hotshot's much too old to do these childish stunts, I guess we'll have to trade him in to Mr. Madman Munch.
Oh, Alice, you put them up for that.
Well, how did you guess that, cake eater?
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Bob Mosher and Joe Connolly, directed by Paul Phillips, with the original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, and Elliot Lewis. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Laugh a while, let a song be your style, you Fitch.
Men, use Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic daily. It makes your scalp tingle with that feeling of new life and pep. Fitch's Ideal is not sticky or greasy. So pep up your scalp and give your hair that well-groomed look with Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.